Yep. Hello.
Okay. Yeah, this is John Crow.
Yeah.
Okay. I got everything.
Okay.
All right. Ready?
Yep.
You go to the Chime app. It's $ John Crow. Is the username, and then the password is $1 capital S N O W B A L L 16.
All right, let's do this again. Yeah, $1 capital S N O W.
Right. B A L L 16. That's a password. And that shows the whole history.
All right, so it's not. Give me that $1 snowball 16, right?
Right, right.
They're saying it does not email and password does not match.
Try just snowball.
Okay.
Because the other one is $ John Crow, my name.
That's not working. Let me see. That's not working. $1 snowball.
Snowball. Capital S.
No, it's not giving me that either. 16. No, and it's John Crow 25 at Gmail?
Yes, just $ John Crow.
No, your email.
Yeah, dollars is John Crow 25 at Gmail.
Okay, and there's no dot or underscore in between John or your first or your last name?
Nope. Straight through.
Okay.
John
I'm
going to
send, look for your email, and
okay.
And I'm going to say, it's going to reset your password because it's not letting me
okay.
log in. JohnCrow25@gmail. You should get something to your email.
Okay.
You should get a verification code to your number. Matter of fact, let me see. Text. It says text me the code. You should get a code to your phone number and let me know that code.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, look on your phone. You should have got something that's sent to your phone.
Four six seven six four one.
All right, password reset sent. It says, please check your email in the next few minutes. We send an email containing a password recovery link. So you should get something to your email, and you can set the password to whatever it is you want, and then we can log in.
It says, did you forget your password?
Yeah, just say yes, because that password's not getting us in.
Okay. So I got to reset it?
Yeah, set it to whatever you want to.
Okay, just a minute. Okay, ready?
Yep.
$1, capital C, Chicago, 244.
All right, we got $1, Chicago with a capital C, 244.
Right.
All right, it's going to send another code to you just to verify that this is you.
Okay.
Another code to your phone.
Hello?
Yep. All right. I'm in there. So let me see. Let me see. $1, Chicago. And that was $1, Chicago, 244. Okay.
Right.
All right. So let me see if they show statements. All right. View. Let's see. Trying to see where your show proof of deposits. Oh, SSI Treasury. Okay.
Right. There they are. They're all listed, every single one of them.
All right. Now I got to see how Chime will allow me to download statements. Okay. Let me see all transactions. Account settings.
It's direct deposits.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to see where I can.
It'll show all. You hit all.
Yeah, I saw that, but. Yeah, I need a PDF file, so I need to be able to download it in a PDF file. Regular banks give you.
Yeah, that's all they give you at Chime. It's not a regular bank. It just shows the date of your deposits and the amount.
All right, can I download statements on Chime? All right, so let me see. It says, where is settings, profile? Account settings, documents. All right, here we go, in your settings. Okay. All right. Checking. All right, so it goes back. Let me see how far it goes back.
Okay.
All right, it goes back to February 2023.
That's when I got it, the very first one. They all went right there.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I am going to I'm going to download all of them and send them directly to
Ray?
Me. Yep.
Okay. And how long do you think that will take? I mean, for her.
I don't know. It'll probably take me about an hour.
No, I mean them to determine.
Yeah, I don't know. If she's looking at it now, hopefully she doesn't leave yet, and I send it to her and explain that these are the Chime accounts. And it's in here, and hopefully
that's every nickel. If not, I got the printouts from Social Security, too. I actually went to Social Security and got the printouts from day one.
Yeah, I'm hoping that she'll just, let me see how this looks. All right, Chime account. Okay. All right, yeah, I'll do this. I am going to, this is actually going to move fast. Sean doesn't ask for, it's kind of easy to do this. So I can probably do some 10 minutes and send them to her. Hopefully she can review them. And I'll send them, I'm going to send them right to her. So
I'll
send her an email, So I'll call you later on, and I'll let you know if she responded.
Okay,
so hopefully
Do you have her number by chance?
No, it's her number's not in the email, but I have her email.
Okay,
so.
I got the supervisor's number.
Okay.
Miss Allison. Okay. Yeah. All right, then. Just keep playing the game.
I'd rather communicate with her via email, so it's in black and white anyway.
Okay.
So,
okay.
All right,
thank
I'll
you.
Do this for you and I'll send it in.
Thank you.
Yep, not a problem. I'll call you later on. If not later on, definitely tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, yep.
All right. Thank you, Aaron.
Yep, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.